GeekCastRadio.com presents GCRN Wars. Two geek topics will be challenged. The ultimate battle will come to pass. One shall stand, one shall fall.
Hello and welcome to, wait, this show still exists? Episode 2 of the GCRN Wars. I am one of your hosts, DFG and Mike, and joining me is Optimus Solo. Hello.
Hello.
You're the greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
And Steve Megatron. Hello.
How come I'm always the third wheel?
Well, I was kind of saving the best for last.
Oh, okay. I like that then.
The personality.
Okay. So. Yeah. See, that's what happens there.
Good day, sir.
Yes. We are going to be ending the age-old argument of which series is better, the Flintstones or the Jetsons. So how is this going to work?
Oh, stop acting like a retard. I'm just kidding. We're back. We're better than ever. It's basically our debate show, and we are going to break it down. We picked two topics today that are obviously somewhat similar with the Jetsons and the Flintstones, and we've broken it down into 20 different categories, and we are going to be comparing them and voting or picking what we like best as far as which show has the better this or which show has the better that. And at the end of the show, we'll have a final tally, and we will end the debate on which show is better, Jetsons or Flintstones. And if all goes well, you can expect many more episodes like this in the future.
Yeah, the only episode of this podcast that we had ever done, it was me, Steve, and Brian, Steve's brother. We talked about horrible government and bad healthcare horrors.
Yes.
And this is probably the one podcast in the entire network that we have just completely let go.
But not anymore. We're finding the best geek debate topics out there, and we're going to battle it out.
Yeah. So.
Or die trying.
So, kablah!
So let the games begin. The first topic is the show logo.
Which show has the better logo?
I like them both, actually.
The cannibals do.
Way to sit on that fence, sir.
Sit on it, nice and low. That's how we do it.
This is probably the one debate that the entire thing I'm going to be on the fence about, because I like both of these cartoons equally. I never...
We're going to shove one of those fence poles up your ass.
Shut up, asshole.
Keep going.
So, I like them both. What about you, Steve?
I like them both, but man, it's going to be tough. I have to admit, it's going to be tough deciding which one. I guess this discussion will have to kind of sway me.
I do like them both, but for some reason, for me, what really gets me is the fact that, to me, the Jetsons looks more like a logo, whereas the Flintstones looks like a scene with the title imposed on top of it. I know they're very similar logos. I mean, obviously, you have both families in their vehicles, in their environments. I mean, in the Flintstones, you have the car going down the road. In the Jetsons, you have the space car, you know, going through the air. I like the air or the space on the Jetsons one, and I like the font and the big lettering of the Jetsons title. To me, it just looks like more like a logo than the Flintstones ones. I'm not saying that either one's bad, but to me, it just looks like the Flintstones grabbed a screen cap and then threw the title on top of it.
Yeah.
So my vote is for the Jetsons. But I can see either one being picked by both of you.
Yeah.
I like the blue in the Jetsons. The blue, like, kind of different shades of blue, and the way it kind of, not really swirls, but the way it kind of flies in there to the title. I don't know.
I honestly think that you're right. Somebody just threw the Flintstones title over a screen cap, because
it looks almost like it's 3D over top, like they just put another slide over top of it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't ever remember seeing the title, The Flintstones, in the opening sequence.
I would have to go back and investigate.
You just watched like 20 fucking episodes.
I didn't look for the word the. I'm sorry.
No. What I'm saying is, if you look at the logo that we have on our documents here, it says the Flintstones. Mm-hmm. It has the image. What I'm saying is, I don't ever remember seeing the Flintstones being on the screen in the opening title sequence ever.
Except for when they got to the logo, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, to me, it looks like the Jetsons one was built around the words "the Jetsons." Like, yeah. You had the Jetsons first, and you made the picture around that, whereas the Flintstones, you have the picture, and then you put the words after that, if that makes any sense.
Right. No, that makes sense. So, all right. And what is the next?
Well, you guys have to vote first, Jackass. Oh,
we do?
That's the damn it. Point.
I like them both. You I'm on the choose. Fence. No, I'm you not choosing. I refuse to choose.
Then we're booting you off this episode. You have to choose.
Nope. Just based on these two images, the Jetsons, if it was other images, I might have picked the Flintstones, but just based on the images that we have at hand here, the Jetsons wins out for me.
We have to choose one. Damn it.
That's what I said.
Otherwise,
I
our voting is going to be completely fucked because we need a winner in each category.
So what ones did each of you pick?
We've both gone with the Jetsons. Mm. So it really doesn't matter what you pick.
It does if I vote Jetsons, because then we would all be on the same side of the fence. Which would be odd and different at the same time. I don't know.
Might be the only time the three of us ever agree on anything.
See, I have reasons to be on either side of the fence. But I like futuristic stuff, so that's kind of going to sway me one way.
Now, I am actually watching on mute. I'm watching the Flintstones intro, the Flintstones opening from the 60s. The only time the actual name The Flintstones ever appears is on the mailbox. It doesn't have a...
Yeah, that's the only place that they showed it, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't have... So, yeah, the Jetsons image... out of the, and we'll put these images in the post for people to see, but so far, the Jetsons image wins out because, as we said, it just looks like a really, really shitty Photoshop job on the Flintstones image.
I'm going to have to agree with you guys and the Jetsons.
I think we need to mark this down on the calendars, folks.
Yes.
The GCRN has agreed on something.
Yes. See, my wife likes the Jetsons over the Flintstones, but we like them both. So it's just one ranks just a notch higher than the other.
Makes sense.
So as for the show logos, I definitely have to go with the Jetsons.
Yep.
All right, so Jetsons wins show logo, and next up we're going to actually give you guys a listen to what we're going to be talking about.
Which is the theme songs. First up is the Flintstones, then is the Jetsons.
Thank you.
So, Kevin, why don't you do an a cappella version of these theme songs for us?
I'll do the Jetsons if someone wants to do the Flintstones. No, the Jetsons is so easy because it's like 8 words. Yeah. You just introduced all the characters. I mean, everybody just heard them. Basically, if I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 words in the Jetsons lyrics, whereas the Flintstones has like 3 paragraphs.
Yeah.
So it's
it has two full stanzas and then one short stanza.
Right. And to me, the difference is in the theme songs with these two shows is the Jetsons is much more of an instrumental theme, which just obviously introducing the main characters, whereas the Flintstones, we have an all-out song, and the theme song's based around the words other than the music, like the Jetsons is, which to me makes the Flintstones a little more catchy. Because you have words that you can remember and you can sing along to, and who doesn't know the Flintstones theme song?
Now, there was something a few years back on Boomerang. Boomerang and Cartoon Network run these like little like update type of songs. I put one of them in the original Yogi Bear episode of Tooncast Classic, the Cartoon Network Groovies. They played the Flintstones theme song, but it was kind of like one of those, "Hey kids, let's sing along," and it had the words. No, it was one of those types where, you know, you have the words at the bottom and the little bouncy ball goes. I mean, it was like a friggin' thing like
karaoke.
That. Yeah. So it was one of those things where they would show you it would be the Flintstones intro, but they would show you the lyrics over the top. They would also show you trivia bits. And apparently, according to that trivia song, the two most lyrics that people don't get in the song, "Let's ride with the family down the street through the courtesy of Fred's 2 feet." Most people don't know that's the actual two lyrics that are being
said. I did not know that was the second line. I knew it was the first one.
Yeah.
With the family down the street through the courtesy of, and then it's kind of just like, ba-da-da.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
But to me, I think if you, like, besides, like, cartoon buffs and stuff like that, if you just went to the average person on the street and you said, sing the Flintstones theme song or sing the Jetsons theme song, I think more people would be able to do the Flintstones. I think you'd get a lot of people with the Jetsons that would be like, wait a second, I remember the show, but what was the theme song?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Flintstones, it's just like, boom, it's like right there. At least for me, I mean, you guys might have different experiences, but for me, I can... The Flintstones one's more catchy to me.
What about you, Steve?
I would have to say that the Flintstones definitely wins out as far as theme song, just because it sticks in your mind.
Ready, set. Spartan Race is back for 2018, and we're accepting no excuses. Barbed wire crawls, tire drags, spear throws, and much more. Whatever your ability, you'll discover the right challenge for you. Take on our 5 to 25 kilometer event designed to push you to limits you never knew you could overcome. Complete an obstacle course race and let adventure back into your life. Are you ready to unleash your inner Spartan warrior? Visit SpartanRace.uk.
Whereas, I mean, the Jetsons is good too, but, you know, like you guys said, there's like not that many words. There's
just a lot of music.
There's 11 words. And all it's saying is, meet George, his boy, his daughter, his wife. Boom, we're done. There's our intro.
But it has a certain melody to it, because it's like,
meet George Jetson,
his boy, Elroy.
But there's usually some space in there, too.
That's the thing to all of them. So, I mean, it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I mean, it has a stupid melody with it for the Jetsons.
Here's another hour.
To me, it's just too much listening to music, because even between those words, you have to listen to a big old spiel. It's like, meet George Jetson, and then it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, there's all this other stuff, and then it's like, his boy, Elroy. You're like, really? That's all we're getting? Like, you're just naming the characters here.
Where's Mr. Spacely? But yeah, I definitely have to say that the Flintstones wins out, just because it's got such a catchy tune. You get some words to theme or to sing along with, and it's got some nice visuals that go along with it.
That's a good point that I didn't think of. The visuals for the Flintstones theme song is way better. Obviously, both shows had different intros at different times, but like the most known intro for the Flintstones where you have him going inside the house and then putting the saber-toothed tiger out.
Yeah.
That whole thing is very memorable, which adds to the Flintstones theme song, in my opinion.
Well, and they even added it to the live-action film just because it, you know, it went right at the beginning of the first one before they did the Rock Vegas one. But
right, yeah,
And it was hilarious. I was like, wow, they're doing the actual theme song. That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, and I think just that, even that part makes the Flintstones theme song more of a, like, memorable, iconic thing. Because you think of Flintstones, everybody can picture that intro with the saber-toothed tiger or with, you know, Dino and Fred and all that.
Yeah. But at the same time, they both tell a story. The Flintstones tells a story of a night out in the town, going to the drive-in, having really, really large Bronto ribs. And the Jetsons tells the story of George taking his family and dropping them off where they need to be, and then him going to work. So they do both tell a story. I prefer the Jetsons over the Flintstones. I love the Flintstones theme, but in the purposes of this, I like the Jetsons better.
Well, it's probably a good thing, because if we would have started to agree on everything, the world would have ended.
The world would have exploded as we know it before we even got to the 2012 apocalypse.
So, 17 pieces.
So it looks like for theme songs, we have two for the Flintstones and one for the Jetsons.
Yep.
Kind of right along those same lines is our third topic, which is the actual music throughout the show. This is outside of the theme song here. When you're watching the show, the themes that they play at different parts in the background, the score, per se, of the show. Let's start with you, Mike. What do you think of the score?
For the Flintstones, for actually both of these cartoons, in Hanna-Barbera's heyday, they constantly used theme music.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have to go back and look at information, but I think Hoyt Curtin did a lot of this stuff. I'm not sure.
That would be my best guess.
You know, he's done a lot of stuff, but half the time, like, okay, you have take the Jetsons. You have the theme opening. It cuts to, say, George is in bed and Rosie's trying to get him up, or one of the automated systems is going to, you know, kick George out of bed because he needs to get up and get ready for work. Half of the background music in that opening scene is almost a softer instrumental version of the theme song sometimes, is what I've noticed.
And for me, that fact that you're bringing up kind of leads or lends itself to Jetsons having the better music in the background because they had the more instrumental theme song.
Yeah.
So it was easier for them to manipulate that and take bits and pieces and variations on that theme and then insert them into the story.
Right.
Whereas Flintstones, it seemed like not as connected to the theme song.
Flintstones basically was bit music. And I hate to say that, but what I mean by bit music is that everybody should know this by now. If you haven't, again, shameless plug, go back and listen to Tooncast episode 21. But the Flintstones is basically an animated version of the Honeymooners.
Right.
And the Honeymooners had bit music. If Ralph Kramden came in, he had a little bit part theme thing. You know, if the neighbor came in, they had bit part theme things. And that's the same thing with the Flintstones, is every time a different character came up, they would have their own, like, almost individual theme type of thing or a little thing. I don't think I've heard any of the instrumental part of the Flintstones theme song in the incidentals, in the backgrounds of right. the cartoons. I don't really remember it. I honestly don't. I think they used completely separate, almost, granted Flintstones came before this, but almost like Saved by the Bell type of music. You know what I mean? The transitional music thing. I think they used more of that for the Flintstones, whereas the Jetsons, you could work, you know, as you said, change the variation of the theme, change the pitch, change this, change that of the instrumentals, and cater it to whatever scene it was.
So after all of that, which I agree, who is your vote for?
For the music, it's got to go to the Jetsons.
Steve?
My vote has to go to the Flintstones.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say about that?
I don't know. No. What about you?
Well, I mean, That leaves two of us with the Jetsons and one of us with the Flintstones for the music.
Oh, for the music?
Yeah.
I was zoned out. No, I'd have to change that to the Jetsons. Another world breaker there.
Another agreement. So far, the two that we've all liked the Jetsons for, we've all agreed on, and we had the other one, which two of us went with Flintstones, and one stayed with the Jetsons.
Yeah.
So far, it's looking interesting. But the next category is, I think the best way to look at this one is the actual premise of the show. And the idea here is, if you were a studio executive or someone from the channel or the animation studio or whatever, and somebody came to you with the premise of these two shows without ever seeing it, without ever seeing the animation or hearing it or any of that stuff, just based on the idea of the show, which was the better premise, which would have you been sold on? So basically we have the Flintstones, which is being introduced, you know, obviously earlier on. And the premise of that one basically is, let's do a sitcom, a live action sitcom, but for the first time, let's do it in animated form. Like you said, the Honeymooners, or like, you know, something like that. Let's take that and let's do it in animated form, but to put a little spin on it, instead of having it in present day, we're going to send it back to the Stone Age. Whereas the premise of the Jetsons coming afterwards is, you know, Flintstones was successful, let's do the exact same thing, except instead of having it in the Stone Age, let's throw it into the Space Age.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it kind of boils down to, and this is kind of unfair, but the Flintstones came first, and the premise at that point would have been totally unique. It was not necessarily groundbreaking, but it was game-changing as far as the world of animation goes, and it was something that had never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you get to the Jetsons, it's not only been done with the Flintstones, it's been done, you know, a couple different times.
Well, I mean, they both came out in the 60s. I'm pretty sure that the Flintstones was first, but
the Flintstones was basically the first primetime animated show.
Right. Yeah.
Before the Simpsons.
Way before the Simpsons. I mean, there will, if you're an animated, you know, animation historian, you will argue that there technically were a couple before the Flintstones, but basically that is the first major primetime animated show that broke ground for all the ones that would come after that, and the Jetsons came later. You know, you could see it as the two, you know, the Stone Age versus Space Age, but that's another argument for later on in our episode.
Right. As far as the premise and as far as when they were both released, the Flintstones was released in 1960. The Jetsons came in 1962. So they're only 2 years apart as far as when the studio did these cartoons.
Yeah.
For me personally, I can watch both series and like both series because they are so different, yet they are so similar. I mean, I will agree that the Flintstones, it came first. It had set up Fred, Wilma, and Pebbles, and then Dino. And then the Jetsons, you have George, Judy, Jane, Elroy, and Astro. So, I mean, they basically added a second child to the Jetsons. Instead of just having one child, you have two. But I like both of the premises for both of them.
I guess what I like about the Flintstones one is the fact that it's like Honeymooners in animated form,
right.
Whereas the Jetsons is a little different. You don't quite get that Honeymooners feeling to it. It's a variation on that theme.
Yeah.
It centers, instead of 100%, well, not 100%, but instead of the major focus being set around the family like it is in the Flintstones, in the Jetsons, you have a lot more, you know, work and other areas.
It's mainly a day in the life of George Jetson.
Right.
And everything that goes on around him.
Whereas the Flintstones, you get a lot more dynamics between Fred and Wilma, or them and the kids, or them and the neighbors. You know, there's a lot more home part, and that's why I kind of like the premise of that Honeymooners thing a little bit better. But both of them are decent premises, and obviously both of them worked. I'm just thinking, if I'm sitting in the chair and trying to make a call that we're going to go with one or the other, I myself would go with the Flintstones.
Steve?
Given out of, between the two, from just sitting there watching them, I like the futuristic parts of the Jetsons, but I have to also agree that I like the Flintstones in the sense that it's more family oriented, and I just like the elements that are there, like your next door neighbor friends and your, you know, your home unit, that, you know, everything's all, you know, family and, you know, neighbors and, you know, that kind of stuff. It's more, yeah, more
stuff
relatable.
You can relate to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there is stuff in the Jetsons you can relate to, but I mean, outside of the maintenance man, Henry, George really doesn't. I mean, there really is no best friend. I mean, yeah, sure, Rudy the computer, but I mean, it's a fucking computer, for Christ's sake.
Well, it's got more personality than Spacely. I mean,
nobody has more personality than Spacely.
I know.
But I mean, like.
Well, but this is basically, this is before we would see any of that stuff. I mean, this is just going off of the idea of the show, basically.
Right. No, and I understand that. And I'm going to break rules here. I'm probably going to have to agree with you guys just on the basic initial premise of how the characters lay out and how the setting lays out. Yeah, Flintstones.
Let me write this result down real quick. And the next one kind of goes right into that, and that is going more specifically into the actual setting, and that is Bedrock versus Orbit City. And
Orbit City, hands down.
And what you prefer better. Obviously, Orbit City is a space environment there. You have cars going through the air, through the space. You have houses that are on platforms type thing, a lot of futuristic elements, whereas the setting in Bedrock is, you know, your typical Stone Age thing. You have Stone Age style houses, you have dinosaurs, you have a lot of rock and stuff like that. So Mike, you already made your opinion known.
Right, but the one thing that has always bothered me about Orbit City is those have to be some extremely strong teams. No, seriously. I mean, if we're gonna analyze this shit, those have to be some extremely strong beams to hold up what looks like, let's see, the car park, 1, 2, 3, like 6 floors of apartments. I mean, that has to be some pretty good goddamn construction.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that really kind of bugged me about the Jetsons was... Sorry, Steve. That's one of the things that kind of bugged me about the Jetsons was... Holy crap, where's the baseball fields? Where's this? Where's... How come there's no streets? And that's one of the things that did bug me about it. But I can overlook it because I like the stylized version. Like the... Just the overall way Orbit City is laid out versus Bedrock.
See, for me, and I am usually a humongous sci-fi fan, and I usually lean towards all things sci-fi.
You like Bedrock better.
But for me, the setting... Well, it's more so because... In Orbit City, it's so, not to have a pun here, but it's so spaced out. There is so much distance between everything, and there's so much empty space or sky or whatever you want to call it, in space, I guess, in this instance. Whereas Bedrock, you actually have an environment. You have, you know, your roads. You have, you know, like you said, your different areas, your workplaces, your movie theaters, your diners, your... I mean, I know they have that stuff in Jetsons, but it's so disconnected because it's all in space. I'm a sci-fi fan, but as far as like a setting for the cartoon, it just flows better with me in Bedrock.
Steve?
Alrighty.
You have to break the tie for once.
Yes, I agree the beams are kind of odd for the Jetsons. I like the look of the little, you know, futuristic mall-like apartment complex up there. But it's also not very plausible.
Yeah.
There's like no way that could physically happen. Especially the two little beams that allows it to go up and down from, you know, the sky to the lower at night.
Yeah.
But also, there's nowhere they can go unless they get in their little flying car. Whereas the Flintstones, they can walk all over the place. There's places all over. There's a bowling alley. There's, you know, little clubs. I mean, it's... I like the futuristic ability of the Jetsons, but I have to side with the Flintstones.
This is ridiculous because the two sci-fi guys just voted for the Flintstones on this one.
It's just because, I mean, there's more...
I mean, I'm in agreement.
It's more close to real life in that sense, whereas, I mean, the Jetsons, while it is a good concept, is so highly implausible, and there's no, like, contact with civilization unless they, like, jump in their car, whereas the Flintstones...
It's a very private world.
You can walk next door.
Yeah, it's a very private world in Orbit City. Yeah. Like, you could easily never have contact with people.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, but the thing about it is, though, you have, like Steve said, you have to go out, you have to get in your space car, you have to go to the store, and all the stores are the same way. They're all on platforms as well. So, I mean, excuse me, you have content, you have contact with people, but there's, like, they never really showed in the Jetsons, as I said before, them interacting with any of their neighbors or anything like that. I think I remember maybe one episode here or there where Elroy had an explosion with one of his inventions and it affected the ceiling and obviously the floor of the apartment above them. You know, but other than that, you really have no interaction with your other neighbors.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, it's to me... You know, like I said, I like the sci-fi better, but it's the more public, the more interaction, the more environment of the bedrock that gives it to setting for me.
Well, what it really boils down for me picking the Jetsons is that I can go out and I can actually wear shoes, whereas if you live in bedrock, you got to go around in your bare feet.
That's true.
You know, you step on a rock, it's like, holy fucking shit, my foot's bleeding now because I stepped on a rock.
But they don't bleed in bedrock. they just get calluses.
It's a fourth wall thing. They don't break the fourth wall with it.
Well, they do in a lot of modern movies.
I would definitely not want to walk around in bare feet, though. That's almost enough to sway me.
Not on rocks, I wouldn't. Not on rocks and grass, no.
But if you're used to doing it your whole life, you have quite a resistance on your feet.
Fear part caveman. It kind of blends right into our next category, which is who has the better house? We have the Flintstones house, which is basically made out of rock.
Wait, aren't we just talking about?
We were talking about setting as far as the whole environment, but this is the actual houses.
Oh, okay.
And whose house you would rather have. The Flintstones house in bedrock is obviously, you know, made out of rock. It's got the door and the window and the little antenna, you know, on ground. It's not huge. And the Jetsons have a house that is on a platform with a lot of different sci-fi, you know, futuristic amenities available. So, Steve, whose house would you rather have?
The Flintstones, or not the Flintstones, the Jetsons, hands down.
Yeah.
The Jetsons has such a nice futuristic house that while it is, you know, unable to be actually made. I mean, right. You can get some of the amenities that are in there in a modern house, but you couldn't get it like in the sky. I do love the fact that they've got replicators. They've got robots that do their dirty work. They just push buttons. That's all they do. They don't actually do anything. They just, you know, I don't actually have to bend down and scrub the floor. No, we press a button and it happens. You go on a platform that takes you from bed to shower to door, and then sucks you through and takes you to your car. So
this is the lazy man's heaven.
Yes, that would be awesome because you'd be ready for work in less than a minute.
The other thing is, and what sells it for me is temperature control.
Oh yes.
In the Flintstones, you got nothing. I mean, you might have some type of prehistoric animal blowing like a wind in there or something. I guess maybe, but you have no central air heating. This or that, so I wouldn't even be able to sleep in the Flintstone house. So I got to go with the Jetsons too. It's another unanimous.
Yeah, the Jetsons house.
They win. Yep.
Enough said. The next one's tricky and tricky because we basically, for the most part, have very much of the same people doing the writing for both shows. But when it comes down to the general types of stories that were told in each series, Mike, do you have a preference in one of the series as far as the types of stories that they told?
Now, this is where it kind of gets difficult because...
This is one of the hardest ones.
Yeah, because I like the... the manly lodge, you know, activity type, you know, scheme type things that Fred and Barney do. Mm-hmm. Well, Fred does, and Barney just kind of goes along with it. But as far as an overall family adventure and what, you know, whatever kind of different things that a family is doing, I prefer the Jetson storytelling because you have that family dynamic there with the two kids, the two parents, Rosie, Astro, Orbity coming later. You have that family dynamic because, you know, even though majority of the show of the Jetsons is George going to work and going through his daily routine, you still have Jane doing her routine. You have Elroy going to school. You have Judy going to school. And you have Judy throwing fits over diary, spilling her, you know, biggest secrets, this, that, and the other thing, everything else. But I just feel that with the Flintstones, it's less, as far as storytelling, it's less family oriented because it's more so friends. You know, I mean, I guess it is kind of family oriented once Bam Bam shows up, because then you have Pebbles and Bam Bam, the two babies together, Barney and Rubble's Barney and Betty's adopted kid, and then obviously Fred and Wilma's child. But until that happens, the episodes up until then, it's mainly just a bunch of friends going out and doing shit.
I think for me, what it is though, and I do like both sets of storytelling and the writing in both series. I mean, the writing in both series is way better than the writing we get in most modern series. but as far as being able to connect with the stories that are being told, I couldn't connect as much with following George around as I could with the interaction between Fred and Barney. Because the interaction between Fred and Barney and the basic premise that almost all their stories are those two doing something, and then it's, you know, it's those two and their adventures at work, or it's those two and dealing with their wives. It's right. It's those two doing something. And just growing up, you know, but it's easier to relate to interactions between someone and their friend. For me, and the Jetsons, it was more trying to relate to a father going through his day, dealing with his family, dealing with his workplace, which was more foreign for me at the time. Now, obviously, today it's a little different, and maybe if I watched them all as an adult, I could relate more with the Jetsons. But as a kid, I could relate more to the Flintstones just from that friendship angle between Fred and Barney. So I guess I'll have to go with stories from the Flintstones as a little bit better for me.
Steve?
I'm going with the Flintstones.
You guys suck.
Based on the fact that it is kind of hard to relate to George. Just because, you know, it does follow him around, and granted later, it for the most part, it does jump around between his family.
Okay, but go back to
centerpieces, but I like how they have a lot of stuff with Fred getting into, you know, different kinds of trouble, and then, you know, the whole, you know, I like the best friend dynamic, whereas George is kind of, there's no friends.
He's by himself.
He's just a loser, kind of.
Well, not really a loser.
Because if you look at their faces on the picture on the next part, you know, George has a sad face and Fred has a happy face. And it's quite common throughout the series.
Well, you know, the way I look at it is, and this isn't to throw Steve under the bus, but, you know, I was 6 when Steve was born. Shut up. The thing is that watching the Jetsons in the 80s in reruns and some of the new episodes that they were producing in the 80s as a 6-7-year-old boy, I related obviously more to Elroy. I mean, really, not so much George, but, you know, now I guess I could relate to George a little bit, but, and I could also relate to Fred now, but I mean, as a 6 or 7 year old boy in the 80s.
I think you are Fred. I'm just kidding.
Shut the hell up.
Jackass. Uh-huh.
I struck a chord.
Shut the fuck up.
I think I hit a nerve.
Shut the fuck up, both of you. You know, looking at it that way, obviously you have all these adults. You have this semi-teenage, quasi-diva in Judy. And then you have Elroy, who is this boy genius. But he still liked all those, you know, he went to like space camp. He did all the Boy Scout type of little things that little kids did. So I think, you know, me as a 6 or 7 year old kid, I related to Elroy more, and that's why I like the Jetsons stories a little bit more.
That makes sense. I'll buy that for $1.
Please don't say that on Twitter. You'll get harassed.
I'll buy
don't
that.
Say
for,
that on where?
For on Twitter.
I'll buy that for quarters.
Okay, I'll buy that for $2. The next set of
I'll buy it for 50 cents.
50 cents. We just went from one of the hardest ones, in my opinion, the writing, and we're going to get into some easier ones because for the next 6 categories, we're just breaking down characters, so this should be a little bit easier for us, I would hope. And we're starting obviously with the man of the house. So it's Fred Flintstone versus George Jetson. Which is the better character, Mike?
Oh, God. You know what? I'm cheating because I like the way they interacted with each other in the Jetsons Meet the Flintstones.
How are you cheating?
Because I'm picking them both.
Pick them both.
That's yes, yes, I can.
It is against our rules. You must pick which one you
want. On the wars, you must pick a side.
Like a gun is to your head and you have to say one of them. Who would you say?
George. Fred's funny, but sometimes he's too over the top. I like George a little bit better because he's more laid back.
Steve.
And this is another tough one for me because on the one hand you got, you know, sad face George, and on the other hand you got happy face Fred. The problem with George is, one, the voice between the two. I like Fred's voice better.
Yes.
I like Fred's character better, but I like George's fact that he takes care of everything, whereas Fred's kind of like, I'm going to do what I want. I'm in it for me. So it's kind of a tough one there. But I find myself enjoying Fred's character the most out of the two. Probably because I grew up more so on Flintstones and I just like his character. I think Fred is pretty much the one that makes the show, obviously, since it's the Flintstones. But yes, I think I'm going to go with Fred on this one.
Alrighty. So we have one for Fred and one for George. For me, when you look at George, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. On the one hand, I can relate to him better because he's like, even though he's not really like the computer nerd, he's kind of like that type of person. He reminds me of like Tim the Toolman Taylor almost, where he's just like a cross between that and some type of futuristic space guy. I like that he's got the job he does, that he's dealing with computers, you know, everything about that type of his persona. But at the same time, like you brought up, he is a loner. Like, he doesn't seem to have a whole lot of friends. He's got his family and his work, and that kind of goes against him a little bit.
That's pretty much all he has. I mean, yeah. And I'm not trying to cut you off here, but just, you know, thinking about what you're saying here, it's like, yeah, George doesn't do anything. George gets up, goes to work, comes home, goes to bed. That's pretty much George's life.
So in that case, I can relate to him better.
That's right, because you have no life.
No, I do. But to me, Steve, I think, brings up a good point, though. If you take the series, Fred carries the Flintstones.
Right.
Whereas George doesn't necessarily, I know it's all about George, but he doesn't necessarily carry the show. It seems like it's more of an ensemble group in the Jetsons, where if you don't have all of them, it doesn't work. Whereas the Flintstones, if you just take Fred out, it doesn't work. Like, I could see an episode of the Jetsons without George being in it, being just as good as ones that he's in.
Right.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. But with the Flintstones, there's no way you could do it without Fred.
No, if you do it without Fred, everyone's like, where's Fred? Where's Fred? So in the end, even though I can relate maybe a little bit more to George, I got to go with Fred as the better character. He carries the show. That was a tough one, though. That leads us to their wives. So we have Wilma Flintstone versus Jane Jetson. Who wants to go first on this one?
Jane.
Stop this crazy thing.
Any reasoning, Mike?
Yeah, she's... Wilma... I don't know. The reason why I didn't pick Wilma was because I didn't get any kind of a... I didn't get any kind of character. Like, I didn't really feel for Wilma Wilma is that basic 1960s housewife. She has Betty. They have their fun. They go on their little adventures every now and then. But Jane, first of all, we don't know what Jane does. I'm assuming she's a housewife and she doesn't have a real job. But Jane, to me, exudes more character than Wilma does. I'm not saying that Wilma is bland in any case. Wilma has plenty of character. But for me, Jane's just more entertaining, I guess. You know, the one episode I can specifically remember that centered around Jane was she had buttonitis or button masheritis or something, where her fingers were all she was all stressed out from pushing all the buttons on the machines and stuff at home. And she went out to this dude ranch to get away from it all and do vacation. You know, you didn't have Wilma doing anything like, as far as to my memory, I don't ever remember seeing an episode where Wilma and Betty, unless they're just going to like the Bedrock Spa, like they actually, I don't remember the, just the two of them going on a vacation anywhere, just, you know, like a girl's weekend thing, whereas Jane kind of did.
When will the day come that we will all have button mashing itis? to me, I look at it two ways. Number one, as the kids, as Pebbles and, you know, or Judy and Elroy, who would I rather have as a mom? The answer is Jane, because she just seemed to be, I know they're both kind of prototypical moms per se, but I almost got that vibe where Wilma's more concerned about hanging out with Betty and gossiping and fashion and that type of stuff, whereas Jane's trying to get them ready to go to school, getting them ready for this, making sure they're up, getting their meals programmed into the automatic meal thingy or bobber. So from a kid standpoint, I'd rather have Jane as my mom. And the other way I can look at it is, if I'm Fred or George, who would I rather have as my wife? And that is hands down Jane.
Yeah.
Jane is hot.
Yeah, Jane's hot.
Not that Wilma's ugly. I'm not taking anything away, but Wilma just doesn't do it for me.
Wilma's mother is pretty ugly.
Wilma just doesn't do it for me. And if you look at people's moms, that's... No, just kidding.
Wow.
That's how they're supposed to turn out, so I don't want anything to do with Wilma. Steve, thoughts?
Oh, wow. For one, they're both redheads.
Sure. Yeah.
So they got that going for them, at least. So... That means that they're going to be decent either way. Jane has better looking clothes.
True.
Yeah.
Where it shows more of her actual figure, so it actually looks hotter. Which is kind of gross staring at a mom figure, but but yes, I'd have to say overall, hands down, it'd have to be Jane, just because Wilma's kind of useless. I mean, she doesn't really do anything besides her cookie cutter 60s pose, whereas Jane's kind of like more outgoing, does more for the kids, does more for George, just, you know, kind of is more modern.
Yeah. It's like Jane has a little bit more like Mrs. Brady, whereas Wilma has a little bit more of the nanny or like Roseanne or something. I don't know.
How can you equate that to Roseanne?
Wilma, not Roseanne, I'm just saying like she's
Wilma
more...
Wilma is not as bad as fucking Fran Drescher.
Those are bad examples, but I just don't get that. It's not the warm, fuzzy mom feeling that you get out of like Pleasantville, which is where Jane Jetson seems like she needs to be if she's not in space.
I think with Wilma, it's one of those things where they have Pebbles. Obviously, they're going to look out for Pebbles. And then through the storyline of the series, you have, I almost said Fred and Barney. Holy crap, that would be really weird. Barney and Betty going through the whole adoption process of adopting Bam Bam. And then once they get Bam Bam, it's more of a family dynamic and relatable because you have Pebbles and Bam Bam interacting with each other.
I think we're going to get a lot of hate mail on this one.
I don't care.
Another thing I think we should think of, though, actually, we shouldn't think of it, but that just popped into my head, is the age factor here. Now, if you're just looking at Wilma and Jane, Wilma looks older.
Oh, yeah.
Pebbles is a baby.
Yeah.
Judy's like 15.
Yeah, 15, 16, yeah.
So, Wilma had her kid at like 40. Jane had her kid at like 15.
No.
In the episode, one of the episodes I just watched, they specifically state Jane's age as 33.
Okay.
How old is Judy?
Oh, wow.
Judy is supposed to be between, I think, 14 and 16.
If Judy's 14 and Jane's 33.
George was a cradle robber.
She had her when she was 19.
I'm just saying.
George was a cradle robber.
Oh, I mean, George. But still, if Jane is 33, say George is 35, 36.
No, he looks like 45.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I'm putting it into a decent age range for the couple. Say George is, you could even put him at 38. If Jane is 33, that's only a 5-year difference.
I'm just saying she had some kids at a young age.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't surprise us looking at the pictures of Fred and George.
Look at some of the people nowadays in real life that are having babies at 16, 17 and crap like that. So Jane having Judy at 19 wasn't that bad.
But looking at Fred and George, it should be no surprise that George scored the hotter chick.
Oh, yes.
Okay, enough. We're going to get in trouble if we keep talking about the women. that leads us right into category number 10, which is the kids. So on one hand, we have Pebbles and Bam Bam running around. And obviously on the other, we have Judy and Elroy. Steve, what are your thoughts on the sets of kids in each show?
Well, I can see why they went for the cute factor with Pebbles and Bam Bam. They don't really do a whole hell of a lot.
Besides Bam Bam hitting people over
there. Besides Bam Bam just grabbing people and going, Bam Bam. Whereas Judy and Elroy, granted Judy was a little bit annoying, but she was your typical teenage drama queen. And then you get Elroy, who is the brainiac, you know, like 5-year-old. Okay, maybe like 7-year-old, but whatever.
Yeah, I think he's supposed to be seven or eight.
Either way.
Gertrude's form of mute. Anyways, yes. So I would have to definitely say it would probably be the Jetsons kids, just because they're more interesting. And the kind of funny thing is each one has a kid with white hair. Each set. I didn't really put two and two together before, but it's quite interesting. And Elroy kind of looks like Bam Bam. Just saying. Yeah, I just think that the Jetson kids have a whole lot more character than obviously Pebbles and Bam Bam, just because they're actually in the episodes and actually do things and actually speak.
Yeah.
Mike.
Judy was your average
Mike's girlfriend.
Oh, what? Shut the fuck up.
I don't think there's anything average about
it. Kick your ass. Judy was your average diva, over-the-top teenage girl. Elroy was, for me, obviously a little bit more relatable, honestly. Just through the storylines and through their characters, I like Pebbles and Bam Bam better. Because Pebbles and Bam Bam actually grow up together, and they eventually, obviously, have a family of their own. But... yeah, I picked the Flintstones kids over the Jetsons. Because really, I liked Elroy, but I couldn't stand Judy.
You can't really argue that, because this is on the classic Flintstones, not the reimagined later series.
It's still not in regular continuity. Bam Bam did his Bam Bam thing, Pebbles would always laugh, and it was much funnier than anything Judy or Elroy ever did.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter. I'm picking the fucking Flintstones kids, goddammit.
Pick whatever the hell you want, but it's still not technically in continuity for when they get older. But it's not under the same Flintstones title.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
They have a special, the Flintstones wedding of Pebbles and Bam Bam. Yes.
For the record.
It's in fucking continuity.
It's in continuity, but this is all about the classic Flintstones.
But what I'm saying is,
go, boy.
Judy as a teenager was fucking annoying. I couldn't fucking stand her. I could relate to Elroy, but he was always doing, you know, the Boy Scout thing or the space camp thing. Whereas I found Bam Bam doing his Bam Bam thing and Pebbles laughing. I found that more enjoyable. So yeah, I'm picking the Flintstones kid. Shut the fuck up, Steve.
The guns are locked and loaded.
In this group.
The guns are locked and loaded in this Wars episode. So we have one vote for the Flintstones, one vote for the Jetsons, and now I get thrown out in the battlefield. There are parts of Pebbles and Bam Bam that I like. I like Bam Bam and his superhuman strength. I like him picking up people like their feathers and hitting them on the ground, and because sometimes Fred deserved that or Barney deserved that. And Pebbles is cute. It's almost like Pebbles is sometimes forgettable. But she was cute, and the interaction between Pebbles and Bam Bam might have been better than the interaction between Judy and Elroy.
Well, the point there, and the reason why it is a little bit better, is because Pebbles and Bam Bam aren't brother and sister.
Right, right. And they're the same age, and
yeah,
and that helps out that way. I understand a lot of people thinking Judy is annoying. I didn't find her as annoying as I did Hot when I was younger. You know, because I watched this show when I was like, you know, whatever, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't know how old I was, but she followed after her mom. Both Jane and Judy were hot. I did have a problem when I was a little kid. I didn't at first know which one was. I always confused Judy for the mom at sometimes. But anyway, for me, what settles this battle is Elroy. The other three I can forget about, but Elroy is just so cool. Like, I love his character. I love his voice. I love the boy genius act before it became popular to do that. Jimmy Neutron and et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know. He was just a cool character. I liked the voice. I liked what he did. I liked him coming up with all these different experiments or gadgets and gizmos. So he's the one that sells it for me. He's the most relatable out of the four kids. So my vote goes to the Jetsons. But I can see, I can see your vote, Mike.
Yes, yeah. I can see your vote, but it's
fuck you guys, I'm going home.
Fuck you, I'm going home. We're not done with people yet. We got a few more to get through, and our or characters.
Mike's going home, it doesn't matter.
So Steve and I will keep going. No, our 11th category is the family pets. Now, obviously there was different pet type or animal type characters throughout the runs of these shows, but you can't argue that the main ones for each one are Dino and Astro.
Right.
Mike?
Astro, hands down.
I like how you just automatically give your choice with no explanation.
Well, partially because Astro is, he's a gray Scooby-Doo, but he's much smarter than Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Astro is more human-like, whereas Dino is more dog-like. Even though Dino is like a doggish type dinosaur, I don't know what the hell kind of. I guess he would be like a baby Brontosaurus, Brachiosaur. I don't know what the hell Dino is. But Dino has more of that, you know, puppy dog type of personality, whereas Astro has that, I want to be your best friend, Rorge. You know, and the funny thing is Astro is almost a human character if you think about it, because he stands up every now and then.
That's George's best friend.
We found George's best friend.
There you go.
Man's best friend.
For me, dog. I got to go with the kid in me and who I liked better as a kid, because seeing them both as an adult, I don't really care, you know, like or dislike either one of them that much, but as a kid there was something about Dino that drew me to him. I remember having Dino, like, I don't know what kind of toys they were or what kind of figurines, or, you know, like little figurines or eraser. I don't know what they were, but I something about Dino I liked as a kid. I liked his interaction with Fred. I liked that he was like the family dog, but he was a dinosaur. So I don't have a great reason for this, but I'm going with my kid self, and that's Dino. Steve, you got to break the tie.
This is going to be easy for me. See, Dino, the appealing part is the that part when he's like chasing Fred, and the fact that he's, you know, dog-like. Astro's appealing because not only does he stand on his hind legs sometimes and just kind of relaxes on all fours and talks to people, he also does impressions during certain points, and you can understand him. True. Unlike Scooby, where he's like, you know, that's like generally what Scooby says. And Astro's pretty much English, with the exception of a little bit of a, you know, dog growl. So I would have to say it's Astro.
Fair enough.
And wasn't Astro and Scooby were both done by Don Messick, weren't they?
Oh, yes. Yes. It's just a variation. They cleared it up for Astro.
Yeah. I like that. I don't know if it was an episode or if it was a movie or something, but I like the
episode. The Flintstones Meet the Jetsons?
No. No. I know that's a movie. But the episode where they find out that Astro is actually some rich person's dog, and his original name was Tralfaz. Tralfaz, yuck.
Tralfaz, yuck. So Astro wins the Battle of Pets, but now we're at the Battle of the Bosses. In the Flintstones case, we have Mr. Slate, John Stevenson, against Cosmo P. Spacely, who is, I believe, Mel Blanc. Both great voices, both incredible voice actors. But as far as the actual characters go, the bosses of Fred and the bosses of George, who wants to go first on this one? Mike does.
Well, why break tradition? Spacely.
Why break tradition with letting Mike just spout off
an answer? Why break tradition of having me go first?
And just shouting out a name.
Spacely. Simply because he had more, because he basically ruled over George's life, he had more interaction with George. I mean, Spacely is essentially George's Mr. Burns is you know, to Homer. Slate really didn't, you only saw Slate here and there. Whenever Fred, you know, tried to pull a scheme that didn't go right, or, you know, or at a lodge meeting, you didn't really see Slate all that much.
Spacely definitely got more airtime. You got to meet his wife,
his kid.
You know, Cosmo Spacely would come to the Jetsons apparently at their house.
Yeah.
So he definitely got more airtime. So I can see that point.
Steve,
I would say Mr. Spacely. And this is why, because despite their many physical similarities of the two hairs on the top of their head, their very similar mustache, or not mustache, but like just scraggly face area.
Yeah.
Their noses are very similar, only Spacey's is shorter. Their uniforms almost look identical, except for the fact that Slate's is ragged because of the Stone Age.
Well, Slate is also wearing a tie, whereas Spacely's is a sweater, almost.
But it almost looks like a tie on his sweater. So.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, but I'd have to say Spacely because, one, you can see the meanness in his face. He's that stereotypical asshole boss that everybody has at some point. And he's a cheapskate. He cuts corners. He wants to make what he thinks is his shittiest worker do all of the bitch work, and he self-invites him over to their house.
Yes.
All the time. Because he's like, feed me dinner, because I don't know how to cook. And he's like, and I don't want to buy steak at the store, so you're going to feed me steak. I'd have to say Spacely, just because he's a complete ass, and he's like the one of the best incarnations of this kind of boss character.
Mm-hmm. He is your prototypical boss that we all have had before. For me, it's kind of like you guys said, Spacely is the deeper character. There's more to him. Yeah. There's more characterization. There's more growth. There's more depth. Mr. Slate was the same person, basically, but much not shallow as personality, but much more shallow as far as character development.
He was toned down.
Yeah, it was like they took Mr. Slate and like put him on steroids, and they got Cosmo. So I'll agree with you guys, and I will go with Cosmo and the Jetsons on the bosses. For the next category, we're not just limited to the ones I've listed here, but we're talking about any other character on the shows, the rest of the characters that didn't fit into one of these other groups. So in the Flintstones case, we obviously have Barney and Betty Rubble. And some other people you guys can probably think of. For the Jetsons, we have Rosie the Maid. We have Henry Orbit. And I'm sure there's other guys you can think of for that. As far as the rest of the cast of characters, the supporting cast, so to speak, Mike, this should be pretty obvious.
Are you sure?
I would think this is going to be unanimous.
The Great Gazoo!
Didn't see that coming.
Exactly. Barney and Betty. I like them more. I do like Rosie and Henry. more so, it actually should have been Rosie and Mac.
Yeah.
Henry's robot rather than Henry himself, because human robot relations, that just.
Could have
been George's computer, too.
Yeah, it could have been Rudy. But see, that's the thing. You know, you have, as we said before, you have more characters in the Flintstones, whereas the Jetsons have characters, but it's all robots.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck is a samoflange? to me, I almost always found myself liking Barney and Betty almost better than Fred and Wilma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I for sure like, but I think Barney was probably my favorite character in the entire Flintstones. And I definitely like Betty better than Wilma. Just number one, she's hotter. Yeah. And number two, she's just not quite as annoying to me as Wilma. Wilma was more of the annoying, like, I felt bad for Fred sometimes because Wilma was his wife, and I felt bad for Wilma sometimes that Fred was her husband. Whereas Barney and Betty, I didn't feel bad for either one of them. They were a good match, good pair. So the supporting cast of the Flintstones is by far, to me, better.
Yep.
Steve?
I would have to say I agree with the Flintstones as well.
Another moment of zen.
Yes, because of the same reasons. I wouldn't say that they're my favorite characters, but I definitely like their dynamic and how they added something to the show. And like we stated before, it's more of the best friend thing. And then, you know, of course, they're a perfect match for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes more sense for them. Whereas, like, Rosie, she was kind of cool, but I didn't really care. Mac, I didn't really care.
Rosie is
Henry was cool, but he was, like, a bit part.
Yeah, Rosie and Henry are more for comic relief than anything else.
Oh, yeah. They got their quick quip, and then they're done.
Yeah. Actually, they're more comparable to, like, the rest of the animals that you see in the Flintstones.
That's true.
Where they're using them and then they say something random.
Right. Which kind of leads us into, and I know some people will say it's unfair that we put this as a category because our next category is technology and we're talking about a Stone Age versus a Space Age cartoon. But to me, this is an interesting category because Flintstones did some cool ass stuff with turning prehistoric environments, animals, dinosaurs, etc. into technology. We're talking about like a woolly mammoth used as a vacuum cleaner. Is everybody still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I need you to finish, damn it.
Sorry. We're talking about the alarm clock as being like a prehistoric bird type thing. They did cool things with using these prehistoric beasts and whatnot to mimic modern day technology, whereas the Jetsons were projecting what could we possibly have. It's almost like Star Trek The Next Generation or the original Star Trek, where we're trying to like make stuff that might in the future actually come true, which obviously a lot of times we did. We have like a robot vacuum cleaner, we have moving walkways, tanning beds, televiewers, talking alarm clocks, video chat, etc. So the technology is interesting for me because one, it's like predicting the future, and one is coming up with very clever ways to prehistoricize modern stuff. So I'm not sure which way I'm going on this one yet. I want to listen to your guys' arguments.
Steve?
Oh, of course, throw me under the bus.
Right.
As far as technology, and I know the Flintstones had innovative ways of coming up with similar things that, you know, would perform the same as what they could do in real life, such as like the alarm clocks, you know, having the bird just cuckooing, and then of course the, you know, taking pictures where you have the little bird inside beating away at the rock until the picture shows up. I can see that. That was kind of cool. And then they would make some kind of a smart-ass remark afterward, based on the fact they were tired or they don't get paid enough for this, or, you know, right, just something like that. or the might be Kurt.
Opening monkey.
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, it was kind of funny some of those that they threw in there, but you can definitely tell that it was more based for kids, whereas Jetsons was more a little bit more adultish than the Flintstones, and that they had more things that your mind could grasp.
Yeah,
you know that they're so bizarre that you know, of course, just about everything that is in the Jetsons, we've at least had one, you know, real prototype life either a prototype or a real working incarnation of.
It's amazing looking at Back to the Future, Star Trek, and the Jetsons and some of those things and seeing with how much stuff they got right.
Well, the thing is we've actually been trying to engineer stuff based on what we watched as kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of funny that everything is starting to come true that was actually there.
So are you leaning towards the Jetsons?
I would definitely say the Jetsons.
Okay.
It would be so much cooler to be in that tech time.
That is true. What about you, Mike?
The Jetsons.
So I don't even need to vote. Sweet. I do got to say, I would. The thing I would love the most is their way of getting food.
Yeah, and I was going to bring that up because I'm not sure if this was an episode or if it was the intro to Jetsons Meet the Flintstones, but the breakfast-matic or button-o-matic or whatever it is, one of the breakfast machines that Jane has, she's like, Elroy, why are you having ice cream for breakfast? I didn't do this on purpose, Mom. I hit bacon, eggs, whatever else, and this is what I got. And he has like a giant bowl of ice cream. And yeah, the Jetson stuff was so much cooler. And yeah, that's what I would go with is the Jetsons take.
Alrighty, so it's unanimous for, well, I'll throw my vote in for the Jetsons too, since you guys kind of convinced me a little bit there. So as far as the next category, we're talking vehicles. The Flintstones prehistoric two-wheeled rock cart that you have to pedal with your feet versus a flying saucer.
Flying saucer. Fucking Flintstones car, it's too much fucking exercise. Are you kidding me?
Mike, and again,
this goes back to my thing of living in bedrock, regardless of whatever buildup you've, you know, whatever tolerances you've applied to it, you're using your friggin' feet. That would hurt like hell to try to stop.
My question is, why are the Jetsons as a family seemingly the better in shape family than the Flintstones? Because the Flintstones are working nonstop, doing like he's pedaling with his feet. He's always getting exercise. I'm just saying.
Fred's just a fat ass.
What about you, Steve? Which car would you like?
Well, I will admit that the Flintstones vehicle looks cooler. Just as far as the, you know, you get your canopy type thing, and then just the kind of looks of it.
Mm-hmm.
Steamroller.
What?
The steamroller.
It's a fucking steamroller.
I do like.
So it's just saying, if anybody gets in your way, just run their ass over. I mean, you know, it's just unanimous. Not only do you hit them with the steamroller, but you kick them with your feet, and then you run them back over the steamroller. So.
And you hope there's never winter.
Yeah.
They didn't have it in the Stone Age.
Right.
Right.
So
I agree with Steve. It's a better looking, like from a design standpoint, I like the looks of the Flintstone car better.
For usability, I'd have to go with the Jetsons, just because it folds into a suitcase.
And which one of us has not wanted to fly through the air and space in our car instead of on the roads?
I'd just love to be able to park my car in a suitcase instead of in a parking lot or having to pay for parking, or it turns into a cube and put it in your pocket.
That is excellent. That makes packing easy.
Light load.
I will agree with you guys. I would much rather be flying around through the air than walking, pedaling with my feet. That's why I don't like skateboards. I don't want to have to use my feet to, you know, initiate the force needed for me to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. So my lazy ass is taking the Jetsons too. Next one is kind of hard because we have a lot of similarities here, and we're looking at the voices of the two shows, the voice acting between the two shows. Now, obviously, Don Messick and Gene Vanderpyle and Mel Blanc are in both shows, as well as other people. To me, what it comes down to is, number one, the differences in the two, which people only appeared in one, or which only people only appeared in another, or the standout performances in each. So going first here, as far as the Jetsons go, I love Mel Blanc's Cosmo.
Yep.
And I love Dawes Butler's Elroy. Like, those two are the standout vocal performances for me from the Jetsons. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Flintstones, you have, again, Mel Blanc as Barney Rubble, which was a great performance. And then you had Alan Reed and then later Henry Corden as Fred. I like Fred's voices, both of them, better than George's. It's very close for me because I really like Dawes Butler and I really like Elroy. But I think I kind of like the voices overall in the Flintstones better. I can't really explain it. As an ensemble, I like the Flintstones better. And I think most of it falls to the fact that I like Fred's voice better than George's.
Yeah.
Mike?
Who else voiced Barney? Because a couple episodes.
Yeah, there was a few other people.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, Dawes Butler originally did the very first Fred Flintstone, but it's not something most people would like because we're so right, used to the other ones.
I mean, when it comes to the Flintstones, I like both versions of Fred. I like, Mel Blanc's Barney. Other than that, Betty was okay. Wilma was like, nails on a chalkboard half the time when she talked.
Yeah, Jean Van.
I actually preferred her condescending mother's voice over hers. as an ensemble, though, I got to go with the Jetsons just because I love Messick as Astro. I love Mel Blanc as Spacely. And Dawes as Elroy just was awesome as well.
Steve, you get to break the tie again.
Damn it.
See, I like Fred and I like Barney as far as the Flintstones are concerned. But it also tips the scale in the Jetsons' favor because of the exact same three that Mike just listed.
Yeah.
Just because I like their voices the most out of them. And I like Fred's and I like Barney's. However, I like Spacely and Astro the most out of all of them.
Yeah.
Just because of their voice performance in them.
That's true. Oh, I do also like John Stevenson as Mr. Slate, who's not listed here, as Flintstones, but he did multiple voices on both series. I can see that. For me, it kind of comes down to who do you like better? Do you like Barney and Fred's voices, or do you like Elroy and, like Cosmo and some of those voices better? It's very close, because there's so many similarities. But you said your vote's going for the Jetsons, Steve?
Yes.
Alrighty. Marking that down. Our next category is basically the overall design or the visual appeal of each series. Which series just looked better from an animation standpoint, from a stylistic standpoint? Like, which one was easier on the eyes for you? Let's let someone else go first. Steve, do you want to take it first on which series actually had the better look? Regardless of setting, regardless of characters, the actual animation, the design, the style, the look, the visual appealing aspect of the show.
Hands down, Jetsons. Just because everything had a more sleek, stylish look to it. Some of the stuff was shiny. It had a lot of bright colors. I mean, it just a lot of stuff that would draw your eye into it. And the character models were, it seemed a lot more detailed, whereas, granted, Elroy is the exception, as far as, his face, because it matches kind of Wilma and Barney, but the rest of them, every other character that shows up is pretty fully featured, whereas the Flintstones, they're kind of, I didn't really care for them as much. I could just see more of a modern look coming out of the Jetsons, whereas the Flintstones, I can't.
For me, the characters in the Jetsons blend more in with their environments and their backgrounds, whereas sometimes the characters on the Flintstones look like they've been drawn separately and then placed onto the environment.
Right.
Which I don't know enough about, old-time animation and what was going on when these series were being made. Maybe that's exactly what was happening, but it almost looks like the characters are superimposed onto the backgrounds in the Flintstones, whereas the Jetsons seem like they're part of that world. It's more maybe believable.
Yeah, it's more streamlined for the Jetsons.
So I gotta agree with you. I like the actual look and the style of the Jetsons better.
It's a tie. The Jetsons, hands down. Some of the up-close animation shots, like if it's Fred and Barney in a conversation, the animation on that looks great. The overall animatic of the settings in the Flintstones, unless it's like inside a store, but just like the city of Bedrock, it looks so bland. It looks so like weathered to me. The facial features on Wilma just, but yeah, the Jetsons is way more stylized and way more stylistically appealing.
Alrighty. Getting towards the end here. One of our last categories that we're coming up with is spin-offs and films, which basically is anything that came out of this series. What other things did this series produce or came about because of this series? Obviously, we have a whole slew of things that came out of the Flintstones. There's over 10 or 12 different television series. There's been live-action movies. There's been, obviously, the crossover movie between both of them, The Jetsons Meet the Flintstones. We've had a lot of television specials for The Flintstones, whereas The Jetsons have basically just had a couple things. Jetsons the movie, there's supposed to be a new Jetsons movie coming out next year. I don't know where that is in production or how that's going. Rocking with Judy Jetson. There's basically not been as much spinoffs or movies made off of the Jetsons. So does that by default make the Flintstones the better, or are the quality of the Jetsons ones enough to give you the vote for that one, Mike?
I like all the different stories that the Flintstones specials told. Like I was saying earlier, going on to the continuity, I Yabba Dabba Doo was the movie where Pebbles and Bam Bam get married. A Flintstones Christmas Carol. That was really great. I love that. But really what cinches it for me is when the two series met, Jetsons Meet the Flintstones. That by far beats any of the other specials to me.
So that being said, your vote goes to...
The Jetsons Meet the Flintstones, that one film. That's it.
But which series spun off more better stuff?
It's combining the series, that one film. My vote is for that film. That's it.
You make no sense, but...
Yes, I do make sense, because it's combining the two series. That's the vote.
Steve, help me out. Bring some sanity back.
I like the same movie, the Jetsons Meet the Flintstones.
As do I.
That's probably, quite frankly, one of my favorite movies out of all of these. The Jetsons movie I was able to watch on Netflix, which I also enjoyed. Technically, the Flintstones would kind of win because of, I mean, look at all of their massive amounts of productions. Granted, the Flintstones films, the first one was better than the second one, obviously, of the live action. The Jetsons never got a live action, but it's supposed to, or at least it's in the ideas of pre-production, which I would be interested to see. But I always felt the Jetsons got kind of shafted because of the Flintstones.
Yeah, I agree. I think there should have been more Jetson spinoffs. For me, what cinches it in this one, though, is the Flintstone series that came later on once Pebbles was an older individual, like a teenager or in her early 20s.
Pebbles and Bam Bam show?
Yeah, when they were both older, because that just added a whole another element, and it made them actual characters that mattered instead of just these two babies that did nothing. So for me, I kind of liked being able to see that other aspect of the Flintstones. So to me, they obviously had the better set of spinoffs, whereas if the Jetsons would have got maybe some more attention or some more credit and, you know, given a chance to have some of those, maybe it would have been just as good. But just based on what has been put out, I got to go with the Flintstones on this one.
See, and I'd like to go with the Jetsons, and I kind of, because I feel they got shaft, want to go with them too. But they also, there just hasn't been anything there. I mean, I've always wanted more to be there,
right?
As far as the Jetsons are concerned, because I love the Jetsons, but I'd have to say that the Flintstones wins this hands down, because, I mean, they've got two live action movies, and then they've got a crossover with the Jetsons, and then many sequel spinoff TV shows, you know, cartoons and little special films, and it's coming back for another reboot next True. In 2013.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, granted, I'm not thrilled about the guy producing it, but I'm hoping that they can at least keep close as possible to the original instead of bringing Family Guy into it.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure they'll be neighbors.
What about the overall impact on pop culture? As far as each series, the lasting impact, the legacy, so to say, the, you know, maybe the video games, the toys, the merchandise, the, you know, vitamins, I guess, in the Flintstones case, which series had the better or the bigger impact on pop culture, Mike?
I would say the Flintstones, but the Jetsons also had a big resurgence in the 80s when they were producing new episodes. But probably just the overall marketing of it, the Flintstones.
Steve?
See, this is kind of a double-edged sword here, because the Flintstones does have a crap load of marketing. Yes, that was loud. but they have a crap load of marketing. I mean, they've got cereal, they've got... you know, their Cocoa Pebbles, they've got the Fruity Pebbles, they've got the vitamins, they've got, you know, just all kinds of different random advertising using the Flintstones characters. On the other side of it, the Jetsons has also helped influence modern science.
True.
Yep.
So it's kind of a toss-up there. I mean, the Jetsons has made more of a scientific approach to making an impact. But for as far as everybody knows in modern day, not really thinking about where it came from, I'd have to say the Flintstones wins, because the Flintstones is in the public eye like constantly, whereas the Jetsons, nobody knows where some of these concepts come from. They're just like, oh, it's a new technology.
Right. Fair enough. I agree. And I think the scientific impact is something to be noted. But you're right. The Flintstones is going to be the one that is in the eye, public eye, more so. And that takes us to our final category, which is number 20 on the list here. Which show was the overall better show, in your opinion? Which show is better, Mike? Jetsons or Flintstones?
I'm basing this opinion on which show I can watch more episodes of now, the Jetsons. I can watch episodes of the Jetsons a lot more now than I can the Flintstones. I can watch an episode of the Flintstones here and there, but I can go on a marathon viewing of the Jetsons stuff.
For me, it's the exact opposite. I can have an easier time watching the Flintstones nowadays, and I don't know if it's because I can even relate more to the stuff that Fred and Barney are talking about with their wives and with their jobs and whatnot, and I can relate to that camaraderie between them. Whereas nowadays, some of the Judy Jetson and Elroy stuff is not as relatable to me because I'm not a kid anymore. Overall, as far as when I was a kid, I liked the Flintstones better. I do love sci-fi, and I love a lot of aspects of the Jetsons, and I voted for the Jetsons in quite a few different categories here, but if I had to pick one to watch today, it would be the Flintstones.
The one... this is kind of tough for me, too, because I like both shows. It's kind of a toss-up there. While the Flintstones does have a lot more variety and better camaraderie in there... I'll have to say that I like the Jetsons better, just because I like watching the futuristic time more than I like watching Bedrock.
Yeah.
I just think it piques my interest more because it's more of a sci-fi twist instead of a, oh, welcome to the past.
Yeah.
So I think in that sense, I think the Jetsons wins. But they're both so entirely good in their own way that it's kind of hard to judge them.
I agree. I think both of them are so iconic and so so important as far as the history of animation and their impact on other series that came later. It's hard to pick a favorite one. Like I said, it's easier for me to watch the Flintstones, but you guys will sway the vote for overall show to Jetsons. So now we have come to the point for the GCRN Wars final verdict,
which we will have for you right after this.
We'll return after these messages.
Hey, Tara Strong here, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Gary.
I'm Greg.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Justin.
Join the four of us every week on the internet's number one G.I. Joe podcast, What's on Joe Mind?
That's right. It's Joe news, reviews, and special guests like you've never heard them before delivered right to your MP3 player.
Think of it as Joe Talk meets Sports Talk. And we make fun of Chuck.
Right. Hey.
We're just kidding, Chuck. Kinda.
Yeah. Sometimes Chuck makes fun of himself.
Right. Hey.
It's What's on Joe Mind. Every week on the Geekcast Radio Network, InsidePulse.com, Stitcher Smart Radio, and iTunes. Download and listen today.
Can I say something about Transformers?
No!
You can now hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher, smart radio, the smart way to listen to radio.
Like animation? Come listen to Animation Aficionados.
And if you disagree with us, you could be a guest on a future show.
Available on iTunes, the Zune Market, and AnimationAficionados.com.
This is The Brain, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Yes!
Now back to the show. Do you see how your patience paid off?
And now there is the verdict.
All right, we've broken it down into 20 different categories. Basically, every part of each show that we could possibly analyze, we've analyzed. The votes have been tallied. And we have a total of 12 categories going to one show and 8 categories going to another show. So the winner by a 12-8 score in this battle is the Jetsons.
Oh, this is awful.
The Jetsons won on logo, music, houses, wife, kids, pets, boss, technology, vehicles, voices, the overall look, and the overall show. So the Jetsons is our champion.
Ah, big deal.
Final thoughts on that, Mike?
Actually, I'm very happy with that. I will put some some input from another person in on this where someone told me that when I mentioned that we were doing this episode, someone told me that the Jetsons win, though this person would so fuck Wilma. I don't know why they're just saying that.
God! Interesting.
The Jetsons, hands down, again. I think for me, as I said before in one of the other categories, is that really what I like best about both of these franchises is the crossover movie. That is something I specifically remember, that I was actually in the hospital the year that came out at Christmas time. I specifically remember the hospital having that VHS, and I would watch it. I was in the hospital for like 7 days. I would watch it over and over and over and over again. I love the Jetsons Meet the Flintstones. Yes, they both series have great storylines, have great episodes, have great comedic bits, have great comedic parts, but just them crossing over was what I really enjoyed the most. So
I gotta say, my final thoughts are, I'm a little shocked, which is not a bad thing. I went into this thinking that the Jetsons stood no chance against the juggernaut that is the Flintstones. You know, I just thought the Flintstones, and actually, if you look at my individual votes, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I had 11 votes going to the Flintstones and 9 going to the Jetsons. So I had it pretty close. I just didn't think the Jetsons stood a chance, and I'm kind of happy that we had a shocker, even though my overall pick would be the Flintstones. I can see your guys' points on some of these things, so I think it's an interesting result to our first battle, and I'm interested to see what other people will say and comment on once they hear this episode. Steve? What are your thoughts on this?
I'm kind of not surprised to see what won. At the same time, I'm glad that it was these two iconic shows pitted against each other, not something like modern that, yeah, I don't really care so
Adventure
much.
Adventure Time versus regular show. They both suck.
Well, I think it was a good thing to start off our battles going old school and going with like two early classics.
Oh, yeah. I think next time we need to do like, I know Thundercats and Silverhawks are coming, but I think we need to do a Star Trek versus Star Wars because I hear a lot of debates on that everywhere.
Yes.
That's been coming up a lot lately.
That's why I said we need to jump on the bandwagon and get the publicity.
Yeah.
I think it is on our list, and that brings up another point when people listen to this episode is maybe they can comment also on battles they would like to see in the future.
Right.
We have a list of possible topics that we are, you know, probably going to explore, but we're more than open to hear other people's ideas.
Oh, yeah. And people can send feedback on how to and all the ways Mike will list later.
Yes, that's right.
Overall, you can't beat either one of these shows. I mean, we are declaring a winner and giving the Jetsons the crown in this first battle. But there are no losers here. I mean, really.
That's what I said to you guys off air before we even started this episode was that I don't even know why we're doing this because I like both of these. I can enjoy both of these shows. Even though I have stated in this episode that I can watch more of the Jetsons, I can still sit down and enjoy two or three episodes of Flintstones.
Well, we're doing this because we're geeks, and that's what geeks do.
Right.
Is analyze stuff that nobody else would.
Exactly.
Any other thoughts on this? First Battle Royale?
I think that's it. So, thank you for joining us here on GCRN Wars. There's always getting in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on each episode post. Leave the show feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. This actual podcast doesn't have a Twitter account, but
so we'll just use Geekcast Radio.
Radio. If you'd stop interrupting me, you asshat.
Interrupting Kyle. Moo!
Kevin, what is your Twitter?
Optimus Solo.
Steve?
SCP-21.
And mine is TFG and Mike. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Shut up! The fuck? That's why these outros always end up so fucking long, because you asshats keep interrupting me.
Join the voicemail!
502-52... God damn it. 502-526-5821. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork to interact with us on Facebook. We hope you enjoyed this episode of GCRN Wars and wish you'll join us next time. For now, I am TFG on Mike with
Optimus Solo, Steve Megatron Filler.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.